everyone. It has been a while. We have been busy designers and one can say rather unmotivated podcasters for the past few months. But we are back now with a new topic. As you may have known, in case you have been listening to our previous episodes, so far we have dedicated a few episodes to AI, its rapid integration in architecture and design and art world, and also create a fictional piece where we imagine one of us in the near future sharing a desk with an AI. That's right, we have had some intriguing episodes. If you haven't listened to them yet, please go and check them out.
At some point, we both realized we have been praising the emergence of AI quite a bit. However, like many other elements in our lives, there are aspects and concerns over AI too, not only on its possible negative impact on the society, but also its power consumption, which contradicts the path toward net zero world in order to save this planet. So, let us begin this episode with discussing some of these points further.
As our first point of discussion, let's take a look at AI in the art world. AI has been infiltrating the arts. For some multidisciplinary artists, this development has been a blessing, which kind of led to opening new ways to explore and create art. In fact, in our previous episode, we reviewed two art exhibitions which successfully have provided thought-provoking insight into the rapid evolving world of AI. Both artists used AI as a tool to create prototypes for their work, brainstorm concept ideas, or even found inspiration for their own human-developed projects. AI for some artists has no creative limit and can be an endless supply of inspiration. It could also provide speed and efficiency in tasks such as creating quick mock-up videos or test scenarios, which could previously take such long hours of tedious work for artists and creators.
On the other hand, AI has a really bad reputation among some other artists. Issues such as plagiarism and devaluations to the extent of putting some artists and their projects out of work. Devaluations comes from the fact that AI makes a rather complex and curated artwork in a matter of seconds, and this automatically devalues the artist's effort and hard work. It has been reported that more artists are complaining about the difficulties of getting commissions for their work from companies and individuals, and most believe that AI takes away from what actually art is.
Well, that's actually really unfortunate, but at the same time, the good news is for the art world is that now there are a few tools such as Nightshade and Glaze, which are created in aim of fighting back against AI companies that use artists' work to train their models without the artist's permission. So you may ask what these tools are and how do they actually work. Nightshade basically lets artists add invisible changes to the pixels of their artwork before they upload it online. Once these changes are added, when the AI training set grabs the artwork, it can cause the resulting model to break in chaotic and unpredictable ways. This could potentially damage the future of iterations of generating AI models such as DALL-E, Midjourney, and Stable Diffusion by, of course, rendering some useless outputs.
It is not news that companies such as OpenAI, Meta, Google, and Stability AI are facing a number of lawsuits from artists who claim their copyrighted material and personal information were used without consent and compensations. The team who created Nightshade is led by Professor Ben Zhou at the University of Chicago. He hopes this tool will help tipping the power balance back from AI companies toward artists. Zhou's team also developed another program called Glaze. This tool allows artists to mask their personal style. It works similar to Nightshade by changing the pixels of images in a subtle way, which is not visible to human eye, but manipulates the machine learning model and eventually interprets the image as something different from what it actually shows.
To give you an idea on how these programs actually work or what they produce is that, for example, the poison data sample can manipulate models into learning that images of hats are cakes or images of handbags are toasters through manipulations of the pixels. These data are very difficult to remove once they're implemented, and it would require tech companies to carefully find and delete each corrupted sample. A few artists were asked about Nightshade, and they certainly hope that Nightshade will change the status quo. Eva Tornet, an illustrator artist, believes that these tools are going to, and I quote, make AI companies think twice before they have the possibility of destroying their entire model by taking our work without our consent, she says.
Autumn Beverly, another artist, says tools like Nightshade and Glaze have given her the confidence to post her work online again. She previously reported it from internet after discovering it had been scraped without her consent into the popular image database. She says, I'm just really grateful that we have a tool that can help return the power back to the artist for their own work.
Yeah, that certainly makes us happy for the artists that were struggling before. So the next point to discuss is the concerns over AI sustainability and energy consumption. Artificial intelligence has achieved great advancement in many different sectors in just the past few years, including healthcare, finance, manufacturing, automotive and transportation, architecture and design, as well as the art world. However, these advancements come at a significant energy cost, which could be a heavy price. AI applications are not anything like traditional computing tasks, and they require a significant amount of energy to function. We came across a great study done by Alex DeVries, I hope I'm saying his last name appropriately, a PhD candidate at the VU Amsterdam School of Business and Economics, where he took a closer look at the extent of AI energy consumption. His aim was to estimate the potential energy requirements of the AI industry by 2027, which of course depends on several critical parameters, such as the trajectory of AI's growth, the supply of AI chips, and assumption that servers will continually operate at full capacity. To give you a better idea, DeVries takes a closer look at projecting the quantity of AI's computers anticipated to be delivered by NVIDIA, which is a primary supplier of AI processing hardware for the sector. In this study, he approximates a wide range of AI's energy consumption between 85 to 134 terawatt hours of electricity annually, which is equivalent to the annual energy consumption of a small nation such as the Netherlands, per se.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane. And that really puts things into perspective. This energy demand would constitute approximately around 0.5% of the world's total global energy consumption. As DeVries states in his study, and I quote, it would be advisable for developers not only to focus on optimizing AI, but also to critically consider the necessity of using AI in the first place, as it is unlikely that all applications will benefit from AI and that the benefits will always outweigh the costs. And really, when you think about it, one can question if that cost is really worth it.
Here are some eye-opening examples to better explain the energy consumption to you that we have retrieved from the article How Sustainable is AI by James Martin on the Scalaway blog. So, in terms of energy consumption, GPUs used in AI model training consume about 4 times more energy than CPUs. AI-dedicated CPUs are 3 to 5 times more energy efficient than equivalent NVIDIA GPUs. When it comes to CO2 emissions, training a generative AI model can produce CO2 emissions equivalent to the annual emissions of 3 to 50 French citizens. Generating one image with AI can use as much energy as recharging a smartphone, according to Sasha Lucioni from Hugging Face. Regarding the data center energy usage, the International Energy Association warns that the data center energy consumption could more than double by 2026, reaching 1,000 terawatt hour driven by AI and cryptocurrency. And for water usage, a single interaction with ChatGPT may use half a liter of water for cooling data centers. Training GPT-3 required 5.4 million liters of water.
Wow, these are insane figures. There are, of course, ways to minimize environmental impact, and these include using smaller, more energy-efficient models, optimizing hardware to reduce energy consumption, utilizing renewable energy or alternative cooling methods. And of course, AI systems should be appropriately sized for the task to avoid inefficiency. As Theo Alves da Costa from Equimetrics states, using AI for everything is unnecessarily and can be counterproductive, akin to using a bulldozer to drive a nail.
The next concern on our list is about a looming issue in the AI world, a potential data drought by 2026. This concern is that AI systems like ChatGPT are consuming high-quality language data from the internet so quickly that we might run out soon. Researchers predict this could significantly slow down AI development because these systems need huge, complex datasets to learn effectively.
To tackle this, companies are looking at a few solutions. They're working on better algorithms to use data more efficiently, generating synthetic data to fill the gaps, and promoting federated data sharing. But it's not just about quantity. Quality matters too, like many other things in this world. There is a risk that without diverse and inclusive data sets, AI could develop biases, which we have already seen in many cases. So the AI industry has a big challenge ahead. They need to innovate and find new ways to ensure there's enough high-quality data for future advancements. It's a crucial step to keep AI growing and integrated in our daily lives.
And apart from all these points, we get to the juicy part.
Yeah, one can say.
I recently read an article from Rolling Stone by Robert Evans that dives into the intriguing and somewhat unsettling world of AI companies and their advocates. It's fascinating, but also a bit concerning. Here's the gist of what they found. You know how some tech leaders have this almost magnetic pull?
Yeah, definitely.
Think of Steve Jobs, who is dead now. But think of Elon Musk. He's not just famous for Tesla and SpaceX, but also for his dramatic warnings about AI. People hang on his every word, almost like he's a prophet. It's this kind of influence that's starting to look a bit like a cult.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, talking about Elon Musk, I saw a post from him a few days ago, which he predicted that AI not only will take away your job, but also the meaning of life. So I bet that made the people in Musk cults quite worried at this point.
Funny that you mentioned that. At the same time, AI companies like OpenAI often present themselves as the future saviors of humanity. They claim AI can cure diseases, tackle climate change, and basically solve all our problems. It's a hopeful narrative, I admit, but it also makes you wonder, are they really our saviors or is there a hidden agenda?
To be honest, that just sounds like a generic AI company mission statement, I guess, at this point. Also, have you noticed how some AI communities online can get pretty insular? They create echo chambers where everybody agrees and dissenting opinions are shut down. This lack of diverse thinking can lead to groupthink, which is really not healthy for innovative or really innovation and society growth at the end.
Yeah, exactly. And the media doesn't help either.
Media never helps, really, for most cases.
Yeah, but in this case, sensational headlines about AI breakthroughs and dangers created a lot of hype and fear. And this constant stream of dramatic news fits into the cult-like following, making people even more devoted.
Yeah, that's insane. There's also this other concept called effective accelerationism, which is heavily promoted by tech investor Mark Andreessen. And if you remember, we talked about him a few episodes ago. He's much of a techno-optimist manifesto. Basically, he says we should accelerate AI development at all costs. He even suggests that slowing down AI progress is akin to murder because it could prevent future life-saving technologies. It's a pretty extreme viewpoint, and it adds a quasi-religious fever to the mix. I would say it's even a bit radical.
Yeah, this article concludes that while AI has immense potential, we need to approach it with a balanced and critical mindset. Blindly following these charismatic leaders or getting stuck in their echo chambers can lead us down a dangerous path. Instead, we should encourage open dialogues and critical thinking to truly harness AI's benefits.
For sure.
I think all of these articles are pretty interesting and they are worth the time. So to access the full scope, we include the links to these articles in our show notes.
Yeah. So to sum up this episode, we talked about a few factors that are concerning when it comes to AI development and its impact in our lives. From the sustainability point of view, an immense amount of energy required to run such technologies, to some cultish aspects of the tech world, and potential data drought in 2026, and real concerns over copyrights and AI emergence in the art world. We hope that you found this episode and the information provided insightful.
Yeah, we attempted to paint a broad picture of AI, evaluating it from various perspectives and discussing its potential positive outcomes and also the concerns around it. We will take a break from this topic for a while and shift our focus to issues more relevant to our own field. But of course, we'll get back to it time to time.
Definitely.
In our next episode, we'll dive into hot topics in our industry, as well as intriguing discussions with our inspiring peers who are up to some great work.
So stay tuned for more insightful discussions, and we'll see you next time.